What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio, 92.9 A Game. It is the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squid Billy, Dial On, hanging out with you. Always thankful that you guys take us on your ride in your vehicle on your way to work or wherever you're headed this morning. Make sure you use that Odyssey app as well if you missed anything at the beginning of the show or just want to put us on the AirPods and take us into the office. It's always a good time, man, putting out the good vibes. We love the 2.0 edition of this show, and we'll continue to carry on and have good laughs. Dylan just hammering Bo over the head a minute ago. That made my day. That was electric radio, man.
I just told the truth.
Yeah, electric radio. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something.
Doesn't happen enough on this show, I guess.
That was so much better than that top five list you gave us yesterday.
The strays that you were taking yesterday.
Well, they were deserved.
On the socials.
Wow. You earned those. I mean, You got one person to agree with you, and that was Stephen Noe, our guest from yesterday.
Tinker, also, during the wake-up call, Tinker wasn't able to get on just because we were running short on time, but he also said he liked my list.
Wow.
So shout out to Tinker. Yeah.
Your list was great if you only cared about games made after 2017.
I think my list would have been well received too. I think Chief actually made a good point. If I would have niched it down even more to just Mario games, mm-hmm. I think my list would have been well better received as
You've
well.
You learned
too.
A yeah. lesson.
So I learned a valuable lesson. I'll be back and better for the next one.
It's the ongoing discussion.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe you should have just narrowed it down even more to games that only I've ever played. My list. Only my list.
He kind of did. He was like, look, can't name experience. Games I haven't had personal experience with.
Yeah,
exactly.
But then he did.
But then you said.
But then he's like, here's a salute to the past. Like, what?
Yeah, you throw a random game you've never played. I just love what you said. I'm going to throw it back to the OG Mario Kart, the one from Nintendo 64. And I was like, that's not even the real one, dog. That's not even the OG.
Hey, that was just the youth showing. You know, that happens every now and then.
Mario Kart 64.
Do your research.
All right, man, let's break into this conversation about the Olympics. And look, this was ongoing. We knew this was coming yesterday, and we were all kind of talking about it before the vote goes through. The vote goes through yesterday afternoon, and it looks like NFL players will be allowed, a select few NFL players, will be allowed to participate in flag football in the Olympics in 2028. Now, there's a couple caveats to this. Obviously, it looks like one player per team. Got to work out some of the finer details around this, but I think it's a huge deal. I think it's a massive deal that we're going to be talking about for the next 3 years. And really, I mean, I can't imagine the amount of Google searches you probably had yesterday of people that are like, all right, I need to see highlights of what flag football actually looks like at a very high level, because everybody is trying to go out and decide, you know, like, which players fit? Like, who do you want? And obviously, there's just names that you just know. Like, people just throw, you know, Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson. You just assume, right? Lamar Jackson. You're just like, okay, like, that's easy stuff. But then when you start to get in the nitty-gritty of it, You know, you wonder how some of the Falcons pieces fit and whether or not you want Falcons players to even play. I think Mike and Carl did a nice job yesterday kind of going back and forth and talking about and highlighting the risk, the reward, whether or not, you know, what the pride level will be for Atlanta Falcon taking the field for the Olympics. I think it would be massive. I'm highly in favor of it. I know that Mike Bell was not yesterday when he's talking about it. He's like, the risk is too high. I don't know where you guys sit on this, but it to me, it would be a big deal. And I don't even think it likely at this point, but it would be a big deal to have an Atlanta Falcon on the Olympic squad. Look, who even knows in 3 years who those people will be?
Right.
We don't know that any of the current Falcons will even be here, but it's fun to have that conversation nonetheless.
Yeah, I'm shocked that Mike had a negative take on it. That's just shocking. I think Bijan Robinson for me would be the guy if I was going to have a Falcon there, that would be the guy. It's not as big of a deal to me if a Falcon is there or not. I'm not a huge. The Olympics is tough for me to watch these days, mainly, especially the Summer Olympics, mainly because I'm busy during that time. It's during training camp. Mm. There's a lot going on, and you got Braves baseball in full swing. But to me, if I was going to have a guy represent this city and this team, it's Bijan Robinson in every way possible. Not for one, that dude is one of the best human beings ever, and that I've been around in sports. So when you have him representing our city and our country, that's the kind of guy I want representing it. And the second part is he's a freak. He's fast. He's got everything you want to meet in a flag football player.
I think there is kind of a flinch factor as soon as you hear they could be allowed to play flag football, and you're thinking,
sure,
our Falcons, you're like, ugh. But yeah, then you think about it and the weight that really could give someone and the pride. I mean, Mike, you seem like a guy that would love to win gold for your country.
Yeah.
Would you have played and risked
100%?
Yeah.
150%. There's no, like, and I get there's an injury risk. Hey, I don't want my superstars from the Atlanta Falcons going there. Hey, first of all, what are we talking about? Maybe 15 people, like in the grand scheme, maybe one player for half the teams in the league going out there.
I think people still remember, though, injuries and like the Robert Edwards thing so many years ago.
Yeah, but and I get that. But, dude, like there's always the risk that this is going to happen in training camp. There's always the risk going to happen in preseason. And I think, well, we're at a point in the NFL where we're flying people to Sao Paulo on 10-hour, 11-hour flights. We're going to Berlin. And the thought of, like, going to L.A. to play flag football, like, the risk is – it's there. I'm not trying to diminish it, but it's, like, so small, in my opinion, compared to whatever else you could be doing. I mean, we're kind of splitting hairs here for me.
Well, I think that's where there's misunderstanding, though, is that Bijan Robinson's going to be going – you might think, well, he wouldn't have been going that hard if it was training camp. Probably he would have. Probably he absolutely would have.
Sure.
I mean, you're running routes, you're doing all those things. It's kind of, you don't just get hurt in preseason games. Like, there's no such thing as bubble wrap for these guys.
Yeah.
So if you're going to tear, most of the time, like an Achilles to me is one of those things where if it's going to go, it's going to go no matter what. If you were running a route in training camp or if you're playing flag football. But I think people think that they see injuries no matter what, but I feel like for fans, the only time an injury is acceptable is if it happens in a game that counts. And it still sucks and you're still unhappy about it, but if you're gonna be like, well, it was for nothing no matter what, unless it happened in a game that matters.
Yeah, and like I said, it goes back to risk reward. What's the risk? What are you trying to get accomplished? If you're telling me that, like I said, we're gonna go to Sao Paulo and all these other places to quote unquote grow the game, but you can't go play flag football in LA. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing these guys are doing. Oh, you know what? And we heard it for a number of years. Matt Ryan got the crew together and took them out to L.A., and they were running routes on it. Like, yeah, like it's exactly what I picture it doing. I realize it's more intense, and it's the Olympics, and things are at a higher level. But when you talk about how minute the circumstances is around how many players, what they're actually doing, the time of year, I find it well worth it to have, if you could, a Falcon – logo attached with that entire system.
That's what I was going to ask. How big, Allie, does that logo have to be for it to be noticed and someone to look at and go, what's that? And Google it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, isn't that the thing? How big? And is the Olympics going to allow? I mean, I guess it has to be. Does it have to be allowed by the Olympics? Obviously, the whoever makes the uniforms will have to put it on there.
Yeah.
Is there, if Nike's not making the Olympic uniforms, is there some kind of issue there? Because remember, Nike owns the licensing for for NFL. Like, that's the thing for me. But I guess the easiest and simple thing is, how big does that logo have to be, Allie, do you think, for it to be noticed enough where someone, and where? And I ask you because, I mean, you know.
I'm thinking about it. Like,
I'm not a fashion
guy.
I think it's the wrong question to ask, because if Jesse Bates, and Jesse Bates is my pick for this, I think Bijan, I think he's going to be in the right circumstance, the right time in his career, all that. Jesse Bates would be my pick. But I think immediately the first thing you're going to do is, like, Google Jesse Bates. You're going to be like, man, where is this guy from? And we don't even know, like I said, we don't even know if Jesse Bates will be here and what level he'd be playing at. But that, if it were happening right now, that would be my pick, and that's the guy that would fit in that circumstance.
So. That was.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's funny, yesterday when all this is coming out, Justin Jefferson is a proponent of this, and they're like, oh, do you want to play? And he's like, well, I don't know about me.
Yeah. Big pause. Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. All right. I'm pretty stoked that the tease was good for this, Allie.
Yeah. So little Melrose, Bo's baby pork chop, 1 month old, correct?
Yeah, a few days passed, but okay. Yeah. Okay. Who's counting? I mean, seriously.
And you want Melrose to do big things for the world, right?
She's going to be the world's next. She's going to be the female equivalent of, like, Scottie Scheffler or Tiger Woods, like, without the arrest and stuff. She's going to be the greatest female golfer of all time.
Wow.
pressure, but she could start making a mark on the world today. And I don't want to leave your daughter out either, Mike, because she could as well.
Yes.
Because she is still in diapers.
Yes.
And Melrose is clearly in diapers. So I want you to put this under the think about it column, Bo, Mike.
File this away.
Every year, about 18 billion diapers hit landfills. That's a lot. Apparently. They could be there for 500 years. They just don't break down all that well. So I'm not going to get all crunchy and preachy about this, but I just wanted to see how you guys feel about this new concept a company called Hero came up with.
Oh, wow.
Basically, pork chop wears a diaper, your daughter wears a diaper, and when it's time to change, you throw a packet full of fungi inside it and throw it out. And then that packet will basically develop mushrooms and will eat the diaper.
Okay. Yeah, that was you're actually on much better of a track than I thought you were going to be on. I was about to be like, absolutely not. That's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
But don't you have questions? Like, my first question is how long before the mushrooms start growing? Because, you know, we got that, as it, I'm like, I'm sure you've got one too, with that diaper genie or whatever.
Yeah, it's a sliding lid.
Yeah. And, I mean, for ours,
it smells awful.
Well, ours is not quite at that level yet, but it takes a couple of days to fill it up. And then you put it in the trash can, and you got, you know, trash comes once a week. So I just want to know if I've got mushrooms growing in my house.
Well, and again,
are those ones you can, you know, eat psychedelic?
Oh, gosh. Ew.
To your point about that, does the mushrooms take care of the plastic bag that they're wrapped up in as well?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It eats everything.
So have you guys ever heard of anybody or known anybody that does the reusable cloth diapers?
I've heard of it. I don't know anyone personally that would do that.
Yeah, I do. It actually listens to the show from time to time, so I'm not going to put his name out there, but good buddy of mine. Use the cloth diapers for both of his kids attach the like a spigot hose to the back of the toilet, you know, where the water line comes in from the wall. Yeah. Well, no. It's made for this. It looks like, you know, something would come out of your dish sink, and basically they would take the cloth in there and they would spray it off and hose it off after the, you know, the kid got busy, you know, got done being busy. And it was like, I was like, dude, that's a whole nother.
That's
You're in another stratosphere.
That is effort.
I'm not going in there cleaning off a cloth diaper every time my kid takes a deuce. But hats off to you. Hats off to you for that. But the fungus seems much more manageable.
Well, and there's only one problem with it. I mean, on average a month, diapers are $70, $90 about. This will cost you about $150.
Yeah, like, that's gonna be.
That's way out of the way.
That's gonna be an
issue.
That's
doubling. Yeah, you can't do that.
That's yeah. They need to find. This seems to be more cost efficient and you know, consumer friendly with its cost. Although if they want to endorse me, I will.
why can't you just make like a pocket for the tablet already in the diaper, and then, like,
well,
I don't know.
Do you want your daughter walking around with fungus in her diaper? A mushroom might spring out.
It can't get any worse than what's already in there. So maybe, I don't know. So maybe.
If these mushrooms were psychedelics and I could make money off of them, then it would be cheaper to, it would be easier to do this. Pre-purpose. Right. Nice. Where'd you grow this? My daughter's diaper.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.